Those of you in Sunday school know what I'm doing. No joke. Well, Kirk went and got sick on me. We had plans. He was going to do this week. I was going to do next week. And then he decided to get sick this morning. So I didn't get a nap. Few minutes laying down. It's good. Taylor, it's nice to have you here tonight. Good to see you. Friend of Matthew's here. And Mark, good to see you in today. How are things in Carbonear?
Good.
Good? Good. Excellent. You haven't been there? Good to have you here tonight, buddy. You'll forgive me. I'm not sick, but I was 3 days in a different school, and the air quality there in the room I was in wasn't great. And many of you know that our house is kind of in shambles right now because we had a leak, and it's gotten bigger and bigger. And that's the reason I was not here on Wednesday, because I had one of those days. And found out from the contractor that the leak was much more extensive than first thought. And so yesterday Holly and I spent pretty much the whole day packing up our bedroom, because we think it's come into our bedroom. So I was a little discouraged on Wednesday. I got to be honest with you. A little. For a couple of minutes. Until God brought back Psalm 66, because I've been reading it in anticipation of preaching next week, for a couple of weeks now. And God brought back to my mind, our God is an awesome God. Well, that's a little bit of water to him. Now, thinking about packing up a whole bedroom, our house is already in slings. And every day we come home, there's this much dust. But God doesn't make any mistakes. God doesn't make a single mistake. That leaky toilet means Holly gets a brand spanking new laundry room. Most of the pipes in the house have been replaced to the new stuff. And a brand spanking new bathroom. And maybe a new bedroom. We'll find out tomorrow. So we can get upset about those things. But God makes no mistakes. Not one. Hasn't made one yet. And he's not going to start today or tomorrow. Because he is an awesome God. And he loves us. And he cares for us. Psalm 66, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. I think we did that tonight. I think we just did that. Thank you for your testimonies. It's real for you, isn't it? God is real. Not this hairy fairy concept in the sky. God is real. God answers prayers. God cares for us. Let's take a moment to pray before we look at this psalm. Father, thank you so much that you are an awesome God, a great God, worthy of our praise, our honor, our adoration all the time. And Lord, while we face trial and testing here on this earth, we know, Lord, that you have promised never to allow anything that you won't provide a way to go through it. Lord, you provide us with so much. We are so thankful for all that you do for us. And Lord, as we take a few moments tonight just to consider your awesomeness, I pray that our hearts would be filled with praise and adoration for, first of all, who you are, and Lord, what you are and what you've done for us. Thank you for these testimonies and these songs of praise we've been able to sing to you tonight. And Lord, as we take a few moments to look into your word, I pray that your Holy Spirit would minister to us and encourage us in the word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Just going to look predominantly in the Psalms tonight as we pick apart just a few verses and a few thoughts here in Psalm 66. Verse number one, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Look at Psalm 100, verse number one. Get ready to move your fingers. Look at a few verses quickly together. Psalm 100, verse number 1. The psalmist says almost the same thing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Go back a little bit to Psalm 95. Psalm 95, verse number 1. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Stop there and park for a minute. Are you saved tonight? Let me try that again. Are you saved tonight?
Yes.
Isn't our God an awesome God?
Yes.
Just start to think about the wonderful plan of salvation he put in place. No human being could even begin to think of that. Our God is an awesome God. We can sing and praise him for all that he has done for us. Psalm 98. Psalm 98. Verse number 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Lenore, thank you for your words to start us off tonight. Do you remember what she said? In the hard time, she could sing. Now, not all of us can carry a tune, but we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord, can't we? And if you're alone in your house, who cares what it sounds like? Who are you singing to? You're singing to the Lord. You're singing to the Lord. All right? God is good. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name, verse number 2 says in Psalm 66. Sing forth the honor of his name. God is the only one who is worthy of such honor. Is he not? He is. He is the one. If you've been in this church or one like it for any time, you know that God is the one who gives us all that we have. Oh no, I worked and earned it. Well, who gave you the strength to work and earn it? Whose air are you breathing? Whose food are you eating? It all belongs to him, does it not? Yes. He is the one whom we should honor. Check out Psalm number 71 and verse number 8. Psalm 71 and verse number 8. Let my mouth, notice the personal there, let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor. When? All the day. How do you start your day? Now, you know I'm married. I have a wonderful wife. Celebrate 25 years of marriage this year. But I don't speak to her first in the morning. You say, how rude. No, I speak to God first in the morning. Good morning, God. Thank you for a new day. He's first. Now, she's very, very important. But God is first. Start your day with God. I end my day with God. I say goodnight to Holly. Sometimes we pray together, sometimes we pray separately, but as I go off to sleep, I'm usually praying and thanking God for all the wonderful things and bringing honor and glory to his name. Because he's the only one who's worthy of that. Make it personal. Make it personal. Psalm 96, verse 6. Psalm 96, verse 6. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Psalm 111, verse 3. Psalm 111, verse 3. Actually, let's start at verse 1. Psalm 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my what? Whole heart. in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Notice verse 3. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Think about that. Whose righteousness do you possess at the moment you get saved? The righteousness of the Lord Jesus. He gives it to us. How long does it last? Forever. That's why I'm forever saved. Because his righteousness endures forever. He's an awesome God, isn't he? His righteousness endures forever. And he gave it to me when I got saved, when you got saved. We have the righteousness of Christ imputed to our accounts. And that lasts forever. Amen? Amen. Let's go to the New Testament. Pastor, I believe, or maybe, yeah, Pastor, referenced Revelation chapter 4. No, maybe it was Dad. One of them, Dad. Okay, Dad referenced Revelation chapter 4 this morning in Sunday school. Revelation chapter 4, last book in your Bible, verse 8. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. See his eternity there? Verse 9. And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever. Excuse me. And cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, notice, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. God deserves all honor and glory and power. He's an awesome God. Can I just stop here for a second? How many times this week have you used the word awesome? Now, Mrs. Brown makes really, don't be embarrassed, you be proud. Mrs. Brown makes the best shortbread cookies with chocolate chips in them. They're the best. But only God is awesome. My mother-in-law makes really, really good partridge berry squares. They're really good, but they're not awesome. Only God is awesome. Do you know what I fear, what I've noticed? And I work among teenagers, as you know. I think we've lost the grandeur of that word. Everything today is awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Kids, what do I tell you? Laura, what do I tell you? Who's awesome? Only God is awesome. Amen? Amen. Awesome means, in our King James, in Psalm 66 here, the word actually is terrible. But when you think about the word terrible in 2016, that has a very negative connotation to it, doesn't it? Right? Not so when the King James was written, but that's why I've been using the word awesome tonight, because they basically mean the same thing. Terrible comes from the Hebrew, Y-A-R-E, Yare, and it means to revere or to be had in reverence. Now, Bernice, your cookies are really, really good, but I don't revere them. Now, you can make me some this week if you really want to. I won't refuse them, all right? But I don't revere them. But God is awesome. God is awesome. And Mom, you know I like your cookies, but they're not awesome. Only God is awesome. Verse 3, say unto God, how terrible, how awesome are thy works. God is awesome. Psalm 47, verse 2, for the Lord Most High is terrible, is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. Just back up to Psalm 65 there. We're in 66. Just back up. I got to turn the page. Psalm 65, verse 5. By terrible, by awesome things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are far off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of their people. What does that bring to mind? Jesus asleep in the back of the boat that night. His disciples were so afraid. What did he say? Three words. Peace, be still. And what happened? Flat calm. Our God is an awesome God. Indeed. Psalm 99, verse 1. Psalm 99, verse number 1. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and awesome name, for it is holy. Our God is an awesome God. Verse 4 in our psalm, Psalm 66, verse 4. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. Now that doesn't happen today, does it? That all the earth shall worship thee, because it doesn't. But you know what? It will happen. What does it say in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10? How many knees are going to bow before the Lord Jesus? Every single one of them. And confess that he is Lord. Every one of them. All the earth will worship and sing. But we get the joy of doing it now and praising our God in song and bringing honor and glory to his name. Verse 5, come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the children of men. That reminded me of a verse Weston taught us when he did the book of James. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Every single one of them. God cares for us. Let's look at one more scripture here. 1 Timothy chapter 6. New Testament. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world. You know who that is? That's every single one of us sitting here tonight. We're rich in this world. We are far richer than the majority of the world's population sitting right here tonight. So this is for us. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. But where are we supposed to trust? Trust in the living God. Why? Because he loves us. Because he's an awesome God. Because he gives us richly, abundantly, all things to enjoy. If you ever come to the place or you think God has forgotten about you, guess what? You're wrong. You're wrong. God hasn't forgotten about you. God loves you. And though we may go through, as we have heard tonight, all right, Lorraine's been through her trials. Molly and Morley have been through their trials. Randy and Flo, others who've spoken tonight. Those weren't easy times, were they? But God is there, and God understands, and God knows, and God cares. Why? Because He's an awesome God. He loves us. He cares for us. He wants the best for us. And I hope that encourages you tonight. I had a tough week. It was a busy week. It was a tough week. I said, what else can go wrong? But you know what? When I look back at the week, nobody was hurt. Stuff can be fixed. God provided our family with a new vehicle this week. Pick it up tomorrow. Not a brand new one, a used one. But we've been searching. God provided that for us. We get it tomorrow. Our God's an awesome God. We went to the grocery store yesterday morning, filled it up with groceries. There was money to pay for it. God's blessed Holly's business. Every month for the past number of months has been better than the month before. Every single one. Last week she had, what, over 100 visits. Record. Our God's an awesome God. Andrew, I believe God surprised you with a new job this week. Or maybe. Yeah, excellent. Our God takes care of us. He loves us. And we need to make sure that we give honor to whom honor is due. And that's to Him. Amen? Thank you. Let's pray. Father, thank You that You are a wonderful, awesome God. We love You. We praise You. We thank You for all that You are and all that You do and all that You are to us. And Father, help us not to forget all the great things that You have done, that You are to us, not because we deserve it, but because of Your love and kindness and goodness to us. May we be people that sing forth and speak forth Your praises all the day. And Lord, when we face the trials, and they will come, some are going through them right now, Lord, help us to realize that what You allow to come into our lives is for our good, and that You are in control of all things. And even in the dark times, help us, Lord, to give honor and praise and glory and majesty to You, our wonderful God. Lord, as a congregation, help us to band together, to rejoice with those who rejoice, to weep with those who weep, to continue to pray for one another and lift one another up, as You've instructed Your church to do. And we'll give You all honor and praise and glory for who You are and for all the good things You've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Number 48, let's finish with a chorus. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Number 48, as we stand together.